I'm not ashamed to admit that I've recently taken a new lover. In fact, much to my partner Gary's chagrin, we are often spotted in public in highly compromising positions, me basking in my new lover's glow. Yes, I have fallen in love with my iPhone, and I cannot live without it. My 15-year relationship has morphed into a technological thripple, and Gary is none too happy about it. He hates how sweetly I talk to my iPhone, how tightly I hold its hand, how many little colorful outfits I buy for it. "You didn't have any of that when we first met," Gary said recently, nodding at my iPhone. "What?" I asked, continuing to text. "You don't even look up anymore," he said. "You're in love with that thing. You don't even see me." The truth is, I think you might have been a better man without all this technology. It stung worse than a hornet. The reality is, my life as an author today is dependent on technology. Technology dictates how I write, market, communicate, stay in touch, travel. I've become a real-life version of Mr. Roboto, a body built of wires, plugs, and metal. Technology is like air, water, and wine, vital to my survival. After my tech tiff with Gary, I walked upstairs to my writing studio. The sun happened to glint off my laptop as I was updating my Facebook status about our fight, and I turned my head to spare my eyes, and they happened upon a photo of Gary and me that I have sitting on my writing desk. It is a photo literally from another age, and seeing it again was akin to looking at a hieroglyphic. There Gary and I were, looking like kids, smiling, our arms around each other, at the coffee house where we first met. And then it hit me. Gary and I would never have met if current technology had been around then. Ironically, we met a decade and a half ago in that coffee house, solely because Gary was waiting for a friend to return from a vacation, a friend who could not call to let Gary know his flight home had been delayed because no one had cell phones then, or laptops. I had entered with a friend to catch up over a latte, and after an hour, Gary, who is more social than a rodeo clown, approached us and asked if he could join us while he waited. If you believe in love at first sight, then this was love at first glimpse. What would have happened had Gary's friend called from his cell? What would have happened had I been glued to Facebook instead of looking up to engage in an actual conversation? My life would be entirely different. No, strike that. My life would be empty. I decided to surprise Gary with a romantic dinner, and though he was touched, he made me promise not to take my iPhone. The meal over candlelight was amazing. I listened to Gary without technological interruption, and I rediscovered the art of conversation. I felt butterflies again. And then the server approached and asked if we'd like our picture taken. "Oh, no," Gary said. "I forgot the camera." "Don't worry," I remarked, pulling my iPhone out of my pants. "This takes amazing pictures." Gary gripped the edge of the table to stop himself from leaping across it and shoving my iPhone down my throat. "Look," I said, "I know I may never be the man I was before technology. None of us can, really. But I can strive to be the man I used to be with technology. Sort of a new age Mr. Roboto, but with a beating heart." Gary smiled. "Now, do you want a romantic picture or not?" I asked. He laughed, and I handed my iPhone to our server, who took a picture, which I immediately downloaded to Facebook under the table while Gary pored over the dessert menu. But then I put my new lover away and focused all my attention on my old one, the one who challenges me to look up and see the beauty in the world.